Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Rolex and Tudor both released a Pepsi Bezel GMT at Baselworld 2018. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk about how Rolex and Tudor both released a Pepsi Bezel GMT at Baselworld 2018. So let's first start with Rolex, because, you know, the Rolex GMT is probably one of the most, especially with the red and blue bezel, it's one of the most historic, most iconic, and most functional tool watches made in history. The watch came out in the 50s. It was originally made at the request of Pan American Airlines to Rolex for their pilots who were in multiple time zones, so the watch could display multiple time zones, especially if you were traveling. And today a GMT is used by many people all over the world as their primary watch. In 2014, Rolex released the modern day version of the Pepsi Bezel GMT, red and blue GMT, but in white gold, to many people's dismay. Everybody wanted it in steel, and they didn't do it in steel. The thing about Rolex is they don't always give the customer what they want when they want it. They give it when they want it, and they may do a variation of it. And that's exactly what happened at this Baselworld 2018. So the new Rolex GMT, it's called the Oyster Steel. Oyster Steel is a fancy, or, you know, is their name for their new steel that they have on this watch. They've refined the lugs to retain the luster of the watch at the right angles. Rolex uses 904L steel, which is the highest grade of stainless steel you can get. So even their stainless steel watches look like white gold. I mean, it's the best looking steel I've ever seen. The only thing I'm not a fan on this watch is that it fitted on a Jubilee bracelet. Now, a Jubilee bracelet to me is a much more feminine bracelet. When I think of a Jubilee bracelet, I immediately think of a woman's watch or a woman wearing it. Yes, in the 80s and 70s and even today, there are a lot of men who wear the Jubilee bracelet, but I find it much more dressy. And it's not something that you would think of that would go on, you know, a functional tool watch like the GMT Master 2. To me, this is a really dressy watch now. It's sort of taken the everyday wearing sensibility out of it, because they could have put an Oyster bracelet on it. But again, it's Rolex. They do whatever they want, and no matter what, people buy it. The retail is $9,250. It has a better movement now. The movement has been upgraded. So the movement has changed from the ones that are in the current GMT, blue-black bezel GMT and all-black bezel GMT and ceramics. This one has been upgraded. It has a 70-hour power reserve with a variation of plus or minus 2 seconds a day. The case has been, even though it's the same exact size, it's been changed so that it can only accommodate a Jubilee bracelet. I thought since it's the same size as the other two GMTs, you'd be able to buy an Oyster bracelet, but that's not the case. This is only available with a Jubilee bracelet. The retail price will be $9,250. Listen, it's a great looking watch, and I'm so happy that they finally did it, because that means some people will shut up about it, because that's all you hear every year. You know, Pepsi Bezel GMT, Pepsi Bezel GMT. When are they coming out with it? When are they coming out with it? When you look at this watch, you realize how modern it is. And, you know, a lot of people like that. But to me, the beauty of a Rolex is in their history. And I get that watch brands have to evolve and change and grow and sort of reinvent themselves. And Rolex has done a phenomenal job. I mean, this watch, it has tons of people waiting already for it. It was just released at Baselworld. It's the talk of the show. It's the one that everybody is and their mother is going to want there's going to be a waiting list. There's going to be back orders. So it's not something that you're going to get overnight. I can definitely help you get this watch for sure. I have the best relationships in the world with authorized dealers. And if my retailers can't get it, I can get it through my other colleagues who work with authorized dealers as well. So if it's something you want, definitely contact me. And I'm at davehonda@gmail.com. I'm happy for Rolex. I'm happy for their fans. It was highly anticipated release this year. And I think everyone who buys it, knowing that it's on a Jubilee bracelet, is going to love it. You know, it may not be everybody's cup of tea, but believe me, there's enough people out there who want this watch that will buy it, love it. And you know what? The watch will only go up in price. It will only keep going up in terms of collectability because the demand is so huge for this model. So that's, you know, my take on the Rolex GMT Master Pepsi Bezel Oyster Steel that they just released at Baselworld 2018. But see, to me, like, I love Rolex, but I'm more of a fan of Tudor. It's, you know, separated itself from Rolex in the last 5 years. They came back with a vengeance. You know, basically what happened was when you look at these brands like Tag Heuer and Breitling and some of these other big brands that are sort of competing with Rolex in terms of price segment, in terms of style, in terms of quality, in terms of, you know, making a lot of watches. You know, Breitling and Tag, at one time, they were eating into Rolex's lunch. They were, you know, taking part of their market share. And what Rolex did was extremely smart because they raised the prices of their watches, especially in steel. No matter what Rolex does, they're going to keep selling. You know, there's no other brand in the world that has the cachet they have, that hold their value the way they do, and that has the prestige that Rolex has, that has the instant credibility that Rolex gives you. So what they did was they reintroduced Tudor, which I predicted many years ago, in 2013, and I predicted it would dominate the $3,000 to $5,000 price point. So whatever price point Rolex left off with in the early 2000s, Tudor has taken over that price point, and they've been able to make a very, very high quality product at a very, very, very affordable price point. So this year, Tudor released their version of a GMT in the Black Bay, called the Black Bay GMT. Now, when you look at this watch, it screams, you know, vintage Rolex DNA, from the bezel to the oyster riveted bracelet, to the red GMT hand. Of course, Tudor and Rolex are the same company, but you know, there are differences in the way they look aesthetically. But when I look at this watch, this was the rock star of the show, in my opinion. And the most amazing part is that you can play in the GMT family for Rolex or Tudor. The Tudor, you know, for me, I've always wanted a vintage GMT from the 50s. And this is, you know, Tudor's answer to this for me. You know, just styling wise, it's just clean. And also, it has an in-house movement with 70-hour power reserve. It's water resistant to 200 meters. It's really classy looking. It's simple. It's, you know, I could wear it with a suit. I could wear it with jeans. It's the ultimate tool watch. It has that wearability factor. It also comes on a, you know, brown leather strap for $35.75, or it comes with a black hand-woven nylon strap with stainless hardware with a red stripe down the middle for $35.75. Both the strap version and the bracelet version come with the hand-woven nylon strap in black with the red stripe down the middle. It's just an amazing, amazing watch. What they've been able to do and the price point, there's nobody that can even come close to this at $3,900 for an in-house movement on a bracelet. I mean, it's just mind-blowing to me, and I have to have one. I mean, I bought the first generation Tudor Black Bay Black because it looked a lot like, you know, a vintage Submariner from the 50s. Similarly, I'm definitely going to get myself the Black Bay, the Tudor Black Bay GMT, because it looks like a vintage, you know, GMT Master Pepsi from the 50s. It's going to be a welcomed addition to my collection, and I can't wait to put it on my wrist and see it and just, you know, I travel a lot. So for me, between these two watches, I don't need anything else on bracelets. These really fulfill my desires and my needs, and they're real watches. I mean, you know, for all intents and purposes, the riveted oyster style bracelet is more or less a Rolex bracelet. The case is more or less an oyster case. I love the fact that the crystal is domed, which makes it look vintage. I love the 41 millimeter size. It's very, very, very solid piece of construction. And, you know, I don't have a Tudor with an in-house movement, you know. So this is a really big thing for a Tudor. And all of those people who have been on the fence, those vintage Rolex collectors who have been on the fence about Tudor, they will break right through the fence and order this watch because it has all the characteristics they love, and it's finally come to light. I think this will transcend Tudor's appeal on a global scale, and I'm glad on one hand that this will probably deliver the message unlike anything they've done so far in the last 5 years. You know, I mean, they've done some amazing things between having, you know, some the likes of Lady Gaga and David Beckham as their ambassadors, winning all kinds of awards, you know, for style, for design, for a revival watch, what have you. You know, it's amazing what they've accomplished going to an in-house movement within a 5 year period on 80% of their watches. You know, it's just incredible. I mean, listen, most people today still don't know that Tudor's owned by Rolex. And in my opinion, and I've said this from the beginning, it's like the anti-Rolex made by Rolex. And it's it really allows Rolex to test the market. And, you know, the reception to this watch has been so amazing. And I mean, I want to get it as soon as it comes out, but I'm going to have to wait because, you know, my clients will take precedence first. But again, I can help you order this watch. It's $3,900 on a bracelet, $3,575 on a brown strap, and $3,575 on the hand-woven nylon strap. You just can't go wrong. I think, you know, collectors and the like, the press, everybody's gone crazy for this watch. And I don't blame them. You can contact me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I do work on a $150 consultation fee to get started. And if you buy the watch from me, I deduct it from the final purchase price of the watch. Both these watches, you know, the Rolex GMT Pepsi and the Tudor are going to be retail. In the case of the Rolex, I mean, I'm sure it's going to go over retail, and it's going to be hard for me to get it from my authorized, you know, dealers. So, you know, if you want it, definitely I can help you get it. But keep in mind, it's probably going to go over retail in the very beginning, or at least for the first 5-6 months, maybe longer. But we'll just have to wait and see. The Tudor is $3,900. That's going to go for retail. I'm pretty sure that I can get those, not like overnight, but you may have to wait, but I can get them pretty easily. So contact me if you want to engage my services, pay the consultation fee. You can check me out on my social media, on my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.